the wise virgins have been scattered through the conditions, the environment that's taking place in this church. But God, in chapter 11 of Ezekiel, promises to gather them together and give them a new heart and a new mind. And chapter 12 addresses those in God's church that are identified in chapter 8 and the wicked who receive the mark of the beast. In chapter 12, it is very, very clearly identifying those wicked because it refers us back to the 25 elders. But it shows them being taken out of the city. They will be judged in the borders of the city, chapter 12 tells us. And what this is telling us is that when God purifies his church, that the wicked within the church will be removed. Now, when you understand this passage of Ezekiel as present truth for us today, it not only gives us information on the close of probation, but it raises some interesting concepts in relation to other issues in Adventism. For instance, if you understand this passage correctly, it's clear that the wicked are taken out of God's church. It's clear that the church is in apostasy, but the faithful stay in the church until chapter 10 in God's providence, through the Sunday law, God purifies the church. Now, what I'm meaning by that is that this passage in Ezekiel gives no room to call the church Babylon. For instance, if you were to take the position of the Reformed Adventist movement and say that they were God's church and use the passages in the Spirit of Prophecy where she says that Ezekiel 8 through 12 is God's church, they would have to identify their church as being in gross apostasy because that's the testimony of Ezekiel. But God has a church that is in gross apostasy, and the counsel is you do not leave it. The Lord will purify it. It is not Babylon. So this is outside the scope of our study of the close of probation, but as we continue to build this series, we'll find that there's several other truths that get brought in and confirmed along the way. Now, the environment of God's church during this time is brought to maturity, and we talked about the maturity of the increasing abominations in the church, identifying it started with the image of jealousy, and we identified that Sister White spiritually applied the image of jealousy and she used an argument that was going on between the Review and Herald and the Pacific Press, and she said that they had set up the image of jealousy and had already